This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado counties are warning that government food assistance may stop as soon as November 1st if Congress doesn't pass a funding bill. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Weld County officials say the government shutdown, which is in its fourth week, could leave roughly 40,000 of its residents without food stamps, also known as SNAP benefits. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has told states that there are insufficient funds to fully support the program for about 42 million people nationwide. That's about 615,000 people in Colorado. In Boulder, county officials made similar warnings. And in Denver, the mayor and his wife went to a food bank over the weekend, which will likely shoulder some of the crunch if people can't access their SNAP benefits in a timely way. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Strong wind caused some disruptions at Denver International Airport today. Overall, more than 520 flights were delayed with only one cancellation. That's according to FlightAware. More than 30 dogs were rescued from a Strasburg home last week. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on the joint effort with the Adams County Sheriff's Office and State Agriculture Department.
Deputies arrived in the 9900 block of Defoe Street to find 33 dogs living in poor conditions. The home was filled with feces, which created a significant health hazard. Several dogs were confined to kennels without access to water. The dogs were later transported to the Riverdale Animal Shelter for care and evaluation. The shelter's director says it has been an extraordinary year for mass impounds.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.